Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. In the much-talked-about Take the House, a proposal to reform the Republic by Matthew Wells Sanders, you will discover a provocative, intriguing proposal that would maintain the balance of representation that the Senate and House provide, eliminate dysfunction, and empower the people. Take the House is a plan to reform our republic through the constitutional amendment process. It proposes an amendment that changes the means through which members of the U.S. House of Representatives are chosen. Matthew is an engineer, author, husband, and father, holds Bachelor of Science in Computer Science from the United States Air Force Academy, and a master's degree in social work from Walla Walla College. The book represents the culmination of his deep interest in systems engineering, his love and compassion for individuals, and his desire to see the United States government operate more soundly and effectively. And Matthew Wells Sanders, authors of Take the House, A Process to Reform the Republic, is our guest on This Week in America. Matthew, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Good to be here.
So much to talk about in the book. I didn't want to do too much in the beginning. I want to let you explain this. So let's go back and talk about what is in the book. What is it that the main message you're getting across? Because it's a fascinating proposal in your book, Take the House. What's the main message?
Well, I think the main message is to try to figure out some way to remove money from at least half of the legislature. By picking, really, the idea of the constitutional amendment is to go to a random lottery system for the lower house or the House of Representatives, not the Senate. Looking back at the history of the way we used to select individuals, the Senate used to be selected by states. So there was a mechanism by which it wasn't just a popular vote issue.
Yes.
To select the entire legislature.
You know, you say the idea is simple. If you don't have to sell your soul to legislate, you won't have to owe the devil anything when you do. Talk about that. That's the premise. And when you're reading through that, it's like, and you think about our current situation and how legislation is slowed up because of money that's being funneled to our representatives. Talk about that, because it's really pretty simple, isn't it?
In practice, it should be.
Yeah, exactly.
It does, of course, get hairy. I don't think you'll ever be able to remove all monetary influence from the process completely. I think there's a lot we could do a much better job. And this is at least one idea to not remove money from the entire process. I actually believe it holds a really important sway, because if we aren't running strong business-wise in America, we've got other problems. But having absolutely every office in the land picked solely through monetary influence is where we're at right now, and it's not sustainable.
Our guest on the program is Matthew Wells Sanders. He's the author of the book, Take the House, A Proposal to Reform the Republic. The book is available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. Matthew's website is takethehouse.org. We'll have all that information, of course, on our website. Get into the nuts and bolts of this here in a second. But first of all, what prompted you to take on the topic of constitutional change? And you've done it well. You're just not throwing an idea out there. You've really developed this idea. What prompted you to take a look at the Constitution?
It was actually something that I thought about for, I want to say, 7 years before I started writing the book. It was just sort of paying attention to what was going on and just the growing dysfunction and sense of things really heading in the wrong direction. And I did actually write the book. Yeah, I got it out back in 2017. So obviously a lot's happened since then. And I don't think my sense of where things were headed was incorrect.
Well, yes, in fact, it's fascinating that you wrote this and published in 2017. What has changed during this now almost 5-year period?
I'd say things trended in a lot quicker in a direction than I ever would have expected them to with the last, insurrection, quite
yes,
frankly.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, I got a call while I was watching the insurrection a year ago on the news. And of course, it was from somebody asking about the book. And I felt prompted to let them know I have nothing to do with what's going on here. And really, that's the premise of the book, is to try to find a peaceful balance where we can find compromise in our legislation so that we can all move forward as a country in a peaceful way.
Yeah, you talk about that at great length in peaceful and working together, and all of us are together. That's the strength of our country. Take the House is the book, a proposal to reform the Republic. Matthew Wells Sanders is our guest on the program. The book available at usual places. His website is takethehouse.org. How realistic is the idea that you present in Take the House? How doable do you think this is?
I think with enough public support, if folks were able to rally around a single issue, really for the matter of saving our form of government, I think it's incredibly doable. I'd say, obviously, people are motivated for change. If they're willing to storm the U.S. Capitol, I'd say that there's definitely a thirst for it. Obviously, the big problem we have in our modern society is just the way folks' opinions are split and people are captured in sort of communication silos. I honestly don't know how realistic it is to sort of get any unified message across to the populace at this point. It's a very good question.
Why do you think the type of change that you present in the book, Take the House, is necessary? And I say that a lot of people just sort of, you know, we glance at the news, we see what's going on. It's sort of like, so what? This is what happens in Washington. Why do you think the change is necessary that you propose in Take the House?
I believe we need some body from which we can actually legislate and form a structure of accountability. If we don't have that, this country's going to fall apart. If things become totally intertwined with monetary self-interest, I think it's going to become obvious pretty quickly that the government isn't working for all. And I'm sorry, what was the original question?
Well, and I think that pretty well answers that, why this is necessary now. And I want to go back and talk about the role of money in politics. Tell me a little bit more about that. It's really, I think, probably what always been the case, but it seems like it's the case maybe more now because there's so many different ways to spend the money. You can't go to social media where you're not trying to be attempted to be influenced by somebody that's behind some post out there. We have no idea where that money is coming from in most of the cases. Talk about the role of money in politics and why we really need to do something about it.
I think the frustration with the way every single political office is decided essentially by campaigns, which of course are controlled by money to a huge degree. I think when that's the only motivation for a politician, and of course I'm painting with a broad brush, but when that's the primary motivation for a politician, if they want to keep their job, they're gonna answer that call, and they're going to serve the monetary interest as opposed to the popular interest. With wealth distribution going more and more to the hands of few, obviously that's going to create a problem with who's being represented. When I think about it, just the big picture of it, one of the things I wonder about is everybody wonders what their legacy is going to be. The folks that have money, they're the richest folks who have ever lived ever. And to some degree, I take a look at sort of the state that we're in, and it's really going to be an embarrassment on everyone's legacy if they're the generation that just screws it up when they had every opportunity not to. We can do better.
Well, and you point out that can be done, sort of the laying the groundwork for making the government more effective. Take the House, a proposal to reform the Republic, by our guest on the program, Matthew Wells Sanders. TakeTheHouse.org is his website. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. You talk about civics education in Take the House. Tell me what you think, why that topic is so important. And I'm not even sure what happens in civic education, even if there is civic education in schools now. Why is that so important, not only in schools, but for all of us?
The foundation of any free republic is determined on whether the citizens can understand the world around them and make basic intelligent choices in terms of their representation. So without a good civics education, at least an understanding of how does the government work, what are my roles and responsibilities, not just my rights, in participating as a citizen in this republic. I was very, very fortunate in the public school system in Wisconsin. That's something they felt really strongly about teaching, and we had opportunities for really good civics education. Obviously, the military academy had an interest in understanding why are you fighting to defend the Constitution. So I was very fortunate in that regard. It's something I think is necessary. I'm obviously a fan of everybody taking the INS civics exam at 18 to find out, well, could I pass a test that we ask other people to pass?
Yes.
It's fair.
It's fair and interesting question, and it is one when you think about it. Why is that not a prerequisite possibly for some of these positions, certainly something as important as the House of Representatives? Talk about the Take the House Amendment. How exactly will that work? You talked about a lottery. We'll go through the basic mechanics of the amendment.
The concept's really to select representatives the same way you used to select folks to go to war for Vietnam. If you feel you can pass the exam, and you do, you can enter into a pool, and we simply go to the lottery ball system and draw a number. Then every 2 years, when folks go to vote, they can vote to retain or dismiss that legislator. And if they're dismissed, it goes back to the lottery ball system. I think the reason for that idea was so that you essentially couldn't game the system, and parties couldn't game or stack the deck in quite the same way. Gerrymandering would kind of lose its appeal if you really can't control who gets selected for that district. It obviously wouldn't do away with all gerrymandering and all political jockeying, but I think it would reduce the ability to do that greatly.
What would be the role of political parties as you see it? If the amendment passed and this is the new representative form of government, how would political parties be able to operate or maybe not be able to operate?
You're still going to see that team sport. I don't think you'll ever get rid of it. Even if you change the selection process, folks are still going to want a line. I think if you're not as dependent on the financing for an electoral cycle, you could be a far more independent representative for your district.
Yeah, that's a fascinating concept. And the book is full of fascinating concepts. It's a must read, a much talked about book, Take the House, A Proposal to Reform the Republic. Matthew Wells Sanders, Sanders, is the author. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. His website, more information there, takethehouse.org. And, of course, you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You tackle some of the issues that you really feel are bringing about the stability, the lack of stability in our country. Talk about some of those. And one you mentioned, the wealth distribution trends, and you talked about that earlier. There are really some things. Automation is something that maybe even 5 years ago, as you were writing this, is not as prevalent as it is today, eliminating a lot of jobs. We're really going through changing times, aren't we?
Yes. And frankly, I don't think we've really understood what the impact is going to be on the next generation. For instance, I don't really know how to guide my daughter, only because I don't understand, you know, what careers are going to be in need. There's you know, simple, basic ways you can guide the next generation. But there's a ton of questions we really just can't honestly answer for them.
And you bring up something else, too, that's so interesting, increased surveillance capabilities. Let's talk about that for a second, because everything we do is basically monitored by somebody somewhere, isn't it?
It is. Makes it hard to understand how people can claim they don't know what's going on.
Exactly. I mean, you could drive into work and you're captured on a camera every step of the way into work. Or you could be on, of course, social media thinking this is all free. This is fun. I'm going to do my shopping here. And suddenly every preference you have is being documented by somebody. What response are you getting? Are you hopeful that people will read it, Take the House, understand the concept, and realize we really need to do something, and maybe time is running out?
I'm sort of mixed on that. You know, I think when I see as much polarization and strife, and I mean, people are obviously in pain out there right now. It's hard to know whether that's something to be discouraged about or whether that's the kind of pain point that needs to be reached for folks to start asking, okay, what can we actually do to fix this? Honestly, I hate to defer to the wealthy again, but they probably need to get together and sort of figure out what kind of options they'll be willing to accept.
Yeah, that's always where something starts and many times ends, isn't it? Is when you're dealing with the people who are behind the scenes and to handle sure. funds. Do you think by reaching out and saying, we're not, my idea doesn't take something from this side or something from this side, it's something, I'm going to say, pretty much in the middle that's for all of us. Do you think that idea will resonate now?
I believe it will. I absolutely believe it will. I think there's been a lot of folks that have been trying to propose sort of middle down the road, good for populist ideas. I think there's been a lot of pushback to those. I think some of the reason we're in the situation we are is because there was maybe a little too much pushback over ideas we thought were the boogeyman, and what we got instead was even worse.
Yeah, you could certainly make that argument. It's like, okay, maybe it's time to reevaluate. I got a couple minutes left here. I want to go back to lottery. We choose our representatives. How do we avoid our representative being a career representative, that they're there for 30, 40 years at a time? Talk about the process of determining whether or not they stay or whether we go back to the lottery ball.
And that's the idea. Every 2 years, folks would really just vote to retain or dismiss them. And the part of the hope from that is if it's not sort of an A-B comparison, like, well, hey, you want Johnny instead of Jill. And it's really just a matter of, hey, Johnny's been your representative for 2 years. How did they do? Then at least hopefully it becomes more of a matter of folks analyzing the record of their representative rather than it being just sort of a market A, market B.
Exactly, run. Yes. How do you feel in someone who loves their country, who spent time at the United States Air Force Academy, a graduate there, so you've served your country with distinction, how do you feel deep down about where we go when you turn on the news at night, when you read a newspaper? Are you hopeful or are you more concerned now?
I'm probably at about the same level of concern that I was before. I think what concerns me the greatest is people are in pain. It's hard not to see that.
Yes.
And unfortunately, like I said, I can't, guide my own daughter on sort of what the future is going to look like or hold for her. At the same rate, it's hard to look your neighbors in the eye and not have good answers for them either.
And this comes from someone who studied this extensively. So if you feel like I don't have any answers, people who really understand the situation, I can't come up with answers either. We're in a very, very tumultuous time right now. And the book, it's why the book is receiving excellent reviews, the concept being much discussed. The book is Take the House, A Proposal to Reform the Republic. Matthew Wells Sanders is the author and our guest. His website is takethehouse.org, so you'll get more information on the book there. You can order the book there as well. The book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Matthew, I've been looking forward to this. Really nice to have you on the program explaining your concept very well thought out and laid out in Take the House. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Yeah, thank you, Ms. Bratton.
It has been our pleasure. Take the House, A Proposal to Reform the Republic, Matthew Wells Sanders. The book available usual places, takethehouse.org, his website. Of course, more on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.